When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, delighted listen, to be here. I'm very well. I'm delighted to have you. I'd say you are still fizzing with excitement over your appearance on Dragon's Den on the BBC.
I'll be honest, I'm actually still buzzing. It's been unreal. Since Thursday night, we've just been out the door with orders for the Roll Air suitcase and Peggy Rayne. We've been all over the place. I mean it because we actually done the show 6 months ago, and I'm a bit like you, Dave. I love to talk.
Yeah.
So I had to keep quiet for 6 months.
So
the cat was out of the bag on Thursday night, and since then, look, we've been absolutely delighted.
How hard is it to go on Dragon's Den, all the stress and hassle and preparation required for that, get investment in not one but two or three of your ideas, and then have to tell nobody for 6 months? That's so unfair.
I'll be totally honest with you. Like the way we got on Dragon's Den was we had a TikTok out for Peggy Rayne about 7 months ago, and one of the BBC researchers, she picked up on it, and she just messaged Zoe, who works with us, and said, would you be interested in going to Dragon's Den? And I said, we'd be delighted, because we just started Roll Air Suitcase, and we had Peggy Rayne up and running. So anyway, we done it. We went to Manchester. I'll be honest, I'll give you the long story or the actual... So basically, I was fine going on to Dragon's Den. I really was. The only thing that was worrying me was the numbers.
Yeah.
So I got the boat from Dublin to Holyhead. I didn't have the radio on the whole way from Holyhead to Manchester, because it was like being in school learning a poem. I had to learn the numbers in my head.
Yes.
But once I got on and started talking with them, I actually loved it. It was grand. We're in for an hour and 10 minutes. Well, and I was more nervous watching it back the other night. I wasn't nervous doing it, but just watching it back.
Well, look, just in case there are people, I'm sure there are people who have missed this episode of Dragon's Den, and they don't know what the Roll Air suitcase is, and they don't know what Peggy Rayne is. So can you explain them both to people?
Exactly. So Roll Air, so it's R-O-L-L-A-E-R, like Aer Lingus. So rollair.com, that's the suitcase. So what happened was, my girlfriend Jenny, she was actually traveling with me in Asia, and we bought a new suitcase, took it down the step of the hotel, the wheels broke. Happened all the time. So I had it in my head. I said, you know what? I'm going to make a better suitcase. So it took a while. It was in my head, but then I eventually made one. I took it to Dublin Airport. A few people stopped me and said, where did you get that suitcase? And what we have is we have these really strong rollers. Instead of the normal casters you have on a suitcase, we have these really durable rollers, two of them that go underneath. They're rubber, they're really silent, they can go across cobblestones. We've actually driven them around Temple Bar and the Phoenix Park, and we've taken it to Europe as well. I'll be honest, and actually, where Dragon's Den was filmed, the Rover's return was down the road. I was going to take it over them cobbles as well. It's such a cool suitcase. It's really quiet and strong. So we built Roll Air suitcase, and that's flying at the door. So if anybody wants to go on the website, they can type in Ireland, and there's a lovely discount there. So it's Roll Air, R-O-L-L-A-E-R.com.
A-E-R, right, yeah.
Yeah, R-O-L-L-A-E-R. And the second product is Peggy Rayne. So the initial idea for Peggy Rayne was my mum's idea. So I asked my mum a number of years ago, is there anything I could do to make her life easier?
Yeah.
And mum said, if I could come up with something that she wouldn't have to run in and out every time it rains to bring the washing in.
Okay.
So that was the number of years ago. Mum's name was Margaret, and granny was called Peggy.
Okay.
So mum has passed away, but we called the product Peggy Rayne in honor of mum. So that's a clothesline that you hang your washing, and if it rains and you're in town and you're ringing your significant other and don't even answer the phone, they're bringing the washing, Peggy Rayne will sense this and pull the cover across your clothes. So that's Peggy Rayne, PEGGYRAIN.com.
Listen, I can understand why the Dragons are interested in investing in you. You're some man for the talking, as you said, but also it's intriguing because these are genuine everyday problems that can be solved with better inventions and more attention to the details. So just talk me through the Peggy Rayne again. So there's no kind of digital mechanical weather service that learns, oh, it's rain coming. How does it decide to cover up the clothes?
Yeah, so basically when I was designing Peggy Rayne, I obviously had cost in mind for everybody because the time is away, it's dear to run a tumble dryer and everything else. So I decided to have no electronics, no batteries, nothing complicated like
right.
that. So basically, with Peggy Rayne, you've got a little funnel that collects the rain. And once a few drops of rain go in there, there's a cotton tablet that will expand and then it just releases the cover. So there's no batteries, no electronics. Yeah, and that was actually something I'd wanted to do because, and by doing it like that, we were able to make the product and it's for sale now at, I think it's €25 thereabouts with a discount on the website. So we wanted to make it as cheap and good quality and accessible. It's a great little present as well because it's small in the box. You can ship it around the country. So, yeah, we're delighted. We're absolutely delighted.
Listen, absolutely, and understandably so. And the reaction has obviously been brilliant. And we're delighted that you're on talking to me now. And the first time you were on Today FM, weren't you on with Paula McSweeney, who was filling in for Alison?
We were already starting out, and Paula was absolutely lovely. We're honest. She was filling in for Alison Curtis, and it was Paula McSweeney. And she was so, so nice. And kind of full circle now, been back on, and with two products, it's fantastic.
Oh, it is. And listen, I would imagine with a man with a brain like yours, two is only the beginning. I mean, is there anything else you can hint at? Anything else that you're dreaming up invention-wise? We're asking people, you know, what do they want invented? But what are you going to be working on?
Well, there's actually a third product I had on Dragon's Den. It only got on for a second, and it was actually my business partner. He outlined to me the amount of bicycles that are stolen in Dublin. There's like 20,000 a year. So we also developed a really cool new bicycle alarm, and that's actually, we have it just up on the website. Anybody's interested, it's not available yet, but drop me an email. But I'll tell you what, Dave, if I have more ideas, I'll come back to you in 6 months.
Come back, because look, that's the thing. Look, we love talking about, you know, people like yourself who are doing things that they love doing, pursuing passions and figuring out a way to make it all work for their lives and get some money out of the thing and everything. So fair play. Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thanks a million. Look, I'll give a shout out one more time. That's okay. It's Rollair, ROLLAER.com for our cool suitcase. And then Peggy Rain is PEGGYRAIN.com. And listen, thanks a million, Dave. I really, really appreciate that.
An absolute pleasure. Best of luck with everything. And we'll wait to find out what the next invention is. Fair play, Colin.
I'll let you know in 6 months. Thanks.
All right, good man. Bye.
Bye.
What a legend. Colin O'Brien. He talked for Ireland and invent for Ireland as well. Here's the moment on Dragon's Den when he got his money and shook hands.
Done. We've got a deal. Great.
Excellent.
All right.
Yeah. All the best. Colin has done it.
Thank you very much.
He goes off with all his money, ready to invest in Rollair and invest in Peggy Rain. We're asking you guys, though, this morning, what is it that someone hasn't invented yet that you think that we should just have? For example, Scott wants his feet to be warm.
Socks with foot warmers in it would be like very cozy. I'd have some extra hours of sleep. From Scott Fitzgerald, aged 11. Love the show.
Thank you, Scott. Absolutely great shout. Andy's been in touch with something that's dear to my heart.
Morning, Dave. I wish Gibson would bring out a Les Paul that stays in tune all the time. I love my Gibson Les Pauls, but God, they're notorious for going out of tune all the time.
So Gibson Les Paul is a type of guitar, but yes, it has that reputation of definitely going out of tune. And Brian has something that I think we all would really appreciate.
Dave, I'd love if someone would invent a cup or a mug. And I tell you, if your tea temperature has dropped below a certain degree, or that warn you that you haven't drank out of a cup in, say, 5 minutes. The amount of times I've made a cup of tea, come back to my desk at work, I caught up with something at work and totally forgot about the tea. And 30 minutes have passed and it's about to tea and I go, oh, damn it, it's ever happening again. Very frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And the worst is when you drink it because you assume that it's still hot and then you get that blast of cold, like not even room temperature, colder than room temperature tea. I know for me, I don't know why as a 21st century advanced society, we still have to deal with bin juice. Like I know it's, I haven't gotten my head what the invention is. I just don't think humans should deal with it. There should be some mechanical way of just getting rid of it, getting it all sorted into the right bins without having to actually touch any of it. Yes, I did try and buy my wife a digital bin one time for Christmas, but it never arrived, and I'm probably better off because of that. But a lot of people are getting in touch.
Still married.
Yes, just about managed to stay married. We had the message in from someone who was annoyed at that there was no mug that let you know when your tea has gone cold when you take it up and sip it and it's freezing on your lips and how disgusting it is if you actually drink it. Well, Emer's been in touch.
Dave, do you know that one you were just talking to the guy about his tea gone cold? I'm sure it was on your gadget show. You can get a little USB adapter that goes into your laptop that has a little hot plate and you sit your mug on it and it keeps your tea, coffee, soup, whatever it is, warm. Can't think of the name of it now, but I'm sure it was on Matt Cooper's show in the evening. Good luck with it.
Thank you very much, Emer. Yes, it was on the Last Word Gadget Show. And Guido's been in touch to say those cups are already available, Dave. Got one from a girlfriend last year. It's called the Ember Cup. keeps your drink at whatever temperature you want. I think, like, Brian, who was asking for the invention, was even looking for something more simple that would just tell you...
beep or something.
If, yeah, or in, like, I know there's those mugs you get that are black and you put the hot liquid in and then it reveals the picture. Mm. So I suppose that would possibly work in the sense that if the picture was beginning to not be revealed, you'd know that the temperature had gone down, but... yeah, those Ember cups are available. They ain't cheap, as far as I can remember from the Last Word Gadget Show. So definitely worth, if you can afford to get one, knock yourselves out. Owen's been in touch too.
Dave, is there any chance someone could invent an entire new squad at United and a decent manager? Even just a new keeper, I do.
Well, hopefully Sir Jim Ratcliffe and his friends are there to do exactly that. Phil's been in touch too.
Dave, there should be some sort of invention in all new vehicles to collect rainwater and filter it, and it goes straight into the water bottle. So when it's not raining, you can wash your windscreen without having to top it up.
That, why has that not been invented? Yeah, why do we have to refill? Surely, certainly in Ireland, it rains enough that you could easily have collect the rainwater on your car and then it refills your washing reservoir. Surely. I think you're onto something there. I really do. Kate's in Wicklow this morning. Hiya, Kate.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So what invention do you think the world is missing?
The world is missing a sort of a treadmill style aisle that you go through when you come in your back door for your dog.
Oh.
So that their paws can be dried. Like an upside down hairdryer type of thing where the warm air would come up from the ground. Your dog, of course, would come in and go, of course I go across that.
Yeah.
Without any objection. And then the paws would be dry.
That is actually quite a clever invention. And I mean, it could also work, surely not just for dog paws, but for like the amount of kids who walk across my like hall door with their filthy football boots and everything else on them.
Yeah, because then the dirty feet and the dirty everything aren't coming into the house, just the back door.
Well, I suppose the argument would be that the kids could take off the shoes, but the dogs can't take off their paws, Kate.
No,
that's just why it works.
They can't.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're sad because they have to stay in my utility until the feet are dry and then they're allowed into the rest of the house.
I hear you, Kate, that's an upside down heated treadmill.
Yeah, like maybe it might need a door release system so that when it deems the paws dry, the door would open and then they could carry on about their business.
Kate, I can see some R&D going on in your head here. I think you need to get over to Dragon's Den.
This is not the first time I've thought about this. It's a daily issue. You just mentioned there's a lot of rain here.
Yes, that's right. There is. And there's therefore a lot of wet paws. Kate, thank you so much.
No bother. See you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Eimear, you wanted something not similar, but in the same sphere as drying. What was it?
Yeah, so it exists in a sense in two ways. First, I think they had them in the National Aquatic Centre when I was like 11. I haven't seen them since.
Okay.
And they also kind of exist in the McDonald's toilets, so bear with me.
Okay.
I don't understand why we get into the shower and we turn on the shower and we have our shower, we finish, we wash our legs, we don't wash our legs, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, definitely don't, but yeah.
Then... why don't we push a button and it's like a big hair dryer but for your entire body? So you don't, none of this messing around with towels.
Okay.
You just go boop and it goes ooh, and it dries your body. Like obviously there'll be some bits you'll have to dry yourself, which is fine. But wouldn't it save you a lot of time?
Okay, and then, because obviously there would be the issue that would be electrical, the hair dryer thing, in a wet thing. So if it was, but if that was an issue, couldn't you have two pods? Now, you need space, obviously.
Yeah, you need a big bathroom.
But you have a shower pod, you walk out of the shower pod and into the drying pod, shut the door, and then the big oversized hairdryer comes into. On.
For me, I think it would be easier just to have it all in one, because then you're not getting out of the warm
actually,
place.
Yeah, because showers can be electric. So you obviously just have to hide the wires and keep
them. Like in the ceiling or something, like they're like... ooh.
Well, actually, I recently...
like they have the car wash.
You know, yes, the thing comes down.
Why doesn't that exist in your shower?
I recently on Temu, when we are all getting our Temu hauls for Christmas, got a new shower head, and it's a rainfall shower head. Massive, it was like £4 or something. But that is so wide that you could easily divide that in two and have one bit be the water and one bit be the hair dryer bit.
Yeah.
I'm into this, Eimear. I have to admit, I was unconvinced when you half mentioned this on the way in, but I think there's
this
something
is my,
in this.
My money making. I just need someone to help me.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers, and if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.